The lion's share of Wisconsin's food industry is in its commodities, such as grains and dairy products, as well as processed foods. They're sold across the country, and Wisconsin continues to develop markets overseas because that's where 96% of the world's eaters live. But the state has also begun promoting the local food movement. It encourages residents to buy foods produced close to home. The goal is to put fresher, more nutritious items on the table, while generating more business for Wisconsin producers. WUWM's March Pitroff reports.
Greg Lawless spent a year visiting grocery stores across Wisconsin. His mission was to highlight for them and their customers which foods were produced in Wisconsin.
They may not even know that two products sitting next to each other are very similar in price, and one of them is Wisconsin. They may not know. Frozen vegetables. There's a lot of products in those frozen department that are from Wisconsin, grown here, and they're processed here and frozen here and shipped to the grocery stores, but there's no way of knowing.
Lawless directs the UW Extension's Agricultural Innovation Center. In order to raise shopper awareness, it's been experimenting with tactics as simple as placing stickers on state-made products. But other tentacles have also been sprouting to directly link Wisconsin food producers and consumers. Of course, there were farmers markets, the traditional place where the two meet. Some have begun operating during the winter months, such as at State Fair Park. Even chefs have been getting into the act. They often cannot get the quantities of fresh items they want from farmers markets, so Milwaukee chef Dave Swanson has spent the last 3 years connecting local restaurants with Wisconsin farms. That's meant coordinating a list of what farms can offer with the foods chefs here want, and finding a place to make the exchange.
Six different varieties.
The place is a warehouse on Milwaukee's south side. An Antigo farm has just sent 2,500 pounds of potatoes.
We have three different varieties. We have some russets, some Yukon golds, and some reds.
A few feet away sit huge boxes of squash, and around the corner are shelves holding dry Wisconsin-made products, such as honey and sunflower oil, and a freezer room filled with vegetables.
Right now we're offering around 54 varieties of produce, from potatoes to bok choy to turnips to rutabaga, cranberries to lettuce. So it's really remarkable, even in, you know, mid-November, what we can offer a restaurant. People are just shocked at, you know, what grows around here.
Co-worker Dan is holding the list of which products restaurants have ordered, and he'll soon load the foods into a van and deliver them. Swanson said the chefs have committed themselves to incorporating more Wisconsin products into their menu.
We really want to create, you know, more regional cuisine of Wisconsin, but also kind of put Milwaukee, more restaurants using local food, kind of create a better food scene here.
Can you really taste the difference between fresh and a little bit older
product? Oh, yeah. When we bring stuff in for the restaurants to try, it's amazing that they said, wow, I can't believe that a potato tasted that good, or an onion, or whatever it is. They really just are blown away by having something from some of these farmers.
Swanson's network now includes hundreds of producers and 15 Milwaukee restaurants. He says the quantities their chefs have been ordering make the products affordable and worth the farmer's while. Swanson is also enthusiastic about future collaborations with the warehouse next door. That's where the operators of Sweetwater Organics are raising fish. The owners were inspired by Will Allen, the Milwaukee farmer teaching the world how to grow produce in cities so residents can eat healthier. Out in Walworth County, the UW Extension office is guiding women interested in starting farm-related businesses. Educator Peg Reedy says that could include raising produce or making a product out of it.
Women traditionally have been the ones that prepared the foods for their families, and women are very concerned about the quality and safeness of food, and they'd like to pass that on to the consumers.
The program Reedy helps coordinate is called Annie's Project, and it recently offered a workshop for budding entrepreneurs.
Developing relationships is going to take you some effort, and particularly depending on your personality style. So
Bridget McGeehan is listening and taking notes. She wants to start a small business, planting gardens in people's yards or on their balconies.
Providing all of the material and actually planting, you know, what they would really like to be able to put on their table.
McGeehan is convinced people want to eat fresher foods and know who's raising them, so she might sink her own resources into the business. Shelley Jerwitz hopes things happen on an even grander scale. She's vice president of the Milwaukee Development Group, the Milwaukee 7. Jerwitz says 70 cents of every dollar spent on local food remains in the community. So if that sector continues to flourish and intertwine with traditional food networks here, she says not only could business prosper, but the area's reputation could change.
Put all those together, and you can really come up with an image about this region that goes well beyond beer, brats, and cheese. A real different impression of what the Milwaukee region has to offer the world.
Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.